Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The etiquette of reciting the glorious Quran. Sit in a respectful manner with dignity. Do not sit carelessly or arrogantly. Sit in a respected manner with dignity. If a person can sit in a tashahhud position, that is the best. Otherwise, sit in a cross-legged position in a respectful manner. If there is no necessity, a person shouldn't sit with his legs out. Do not sit carelessly or arrogantly. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq to practice upon that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Fa'audhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa rafa'na laka dhikra. Sadaqallahu maulana al-azim. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, addressing our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa rafa'na laka dhikra. We have elevated, we have raised your mention. That your mention, your name is something, it is elevated, it's praiseworthy. And that is exactly the case. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name, Muhammad, is probably the most coveted and the most honored name. If someone has Muhammad, as people love to have Muhammad as part of the name. In fact, even if there weren't another name, many people put Muhammad before it. Yusuf, no, call myself Muhammad Yusuf. In fact, there have been people in the past that for 6 and 7 generations, a person was called Muhammad. Every other name, people think, oh, there is already a Yusuf in the family. That is not an issue. There is already a Khalid in the family. With Muhammad, no one looks at that. If you look in the Adhan, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's name is there. The adhan which takes place in every masjid. In fact, some people, they have said that because of the time zones, the adhan is something which happens continuously in the world. Because if salah time has finished here, salah time is happening in another country. If salah time has finished here, it is happening in another country. By the time Fajr salah, Zohar salah is starting now. In every single adhan, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mention is raised. In fact, even the non-Muslims who, with fairness, they study the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also come to a conclusion, whether they accept Iman or not, that this was someone praiseworthy. And they have, those who have fairness, and they are not biased, they have admitted it as well. The admissions are written in the books. So the first thing we can take out from this verse is that we should feel happy and we should feel proud to be connected to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the second thing we can take away from this verse is that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his mention has been raised. He has been made praiseworthy. People cannot help but praise him. So if we copy him and if we emulate him, we will also become praiseworthy. The more we copy our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the more praiseworthy we will become. In the heavens as well as on the earth. All the people of the past, in our deen, all the pious people who we praise, we only praise them because of the emulating and the copying Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right now we are living in an era where everyone is worried about fitting it. I don't look the odd one out here. At work, I don't look the odd one out. I've come to this place, I don't want to look. You and I, we don't need to worry about that. We need to worry, am I copying my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or not? If I am copying my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am praiseworthy in the eyes of Allah. And sooner or later, I will also be praiseworthy in the eyes of the creation. Wait, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was also sworn at, taunted for a number of years at the beginning, wasn't he? 13 years in Makkah Mukarrama, 7 years in Madinah Munawwara. So at the beginning this will happen. But that person who copies Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he follows the same path. He may be treated in this manner temporarily, but eventually he will become praiseworthy. If not in his lifetime, then after his demise he will become praiseworthy. That is why if you look at the great people of the past, more than doing a lot for the hereafter, more than reading a lot of Quran, performing a lot of salah, they had this in their life as well, do a lot of dhikr. But more than that was that whatever we are doing, let us do it in line with how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do it. Because that is the easier way. the father of Shaykh al-Hadith, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, Mawlana Yahya Sahib, he used to say that going to the toilet and relieving yourself in line with the sunnah is more valuable than performing 2 rakat salah against the sunnah. What did he say? Going to the toilet and relieving yourself, but doing it in line with the sunnah, that you enter with the correct foot, you recite the correct dua inside you. That is more valuable than performing 2 rakats nafal salah against the sunnah. This is how obsessed they were with following the sunnah. Small things as well. We unfortunately, we only have a few sunnahs in our hand. Sunnahs of eating, sunnahs of sleeping. No, a person should look for whatever, anything comes up in life. What is the sunnah method of doing this? What is the sunnah method of doing that? Has it, Mawlana Shafi'i Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, he said that once I went home, and my wife had cooked gourd of pumpkin, both similar items. And the next day she cooked it again. So I asked her, is there a reason? She said, yes, that it comes in the hadith that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved this. So Hazrat Thanvi Rahmatullah said, I was struck by, you know, the zeal of my wife to follow the sunnah. So he said, after that I took a scan of my life, that is my life according to the sunnah. So he said, for an entire week I looked at my life, that is there anything in my life against the sunnah? And he said, at the end of the week, I came to a satisfactory conclusion that alhamdulillah, in this week there has been nothing in my life against the sunnah. You and I as well, let us, and it's not even a lot of it is not even difficult. A lot of it is just learning, practicing, learning small things, like give the example of relieving yourself. Most of the things, entering with the correct food, reading the correct dua, inside, using tissue paper thrice, thereafter using water. There is no difficulty there. It's just a bit of attention and practice and making it a habit. But if we do this, then we will also become praiseworthy in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala and in the eyes of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Now inshallah, the Jamaat is here as well, so the talk will take place as well. So brother requested to participate in that as well.
Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.